Chapter 11, The Bitter Truths. With a firm hold of the horse's bridle, Val began their journey into the dark, ominous forest. Valens pushed precautiously on the horse's back. Val guided them through the other end of the forest, revealing a village ahead where scattered houses stood tall with white painted walls and black slate windows. The silence of the night was only broken by a soft, rhythmic chirping of crickets. The village seemed almost shrouded in darkness, with only a faint glimmer of sunlight touching its buildings. The village exuded a lukewarm atmosphere, with its empty streets completely absent of any sound, as if it had been abandoned long ago. With a questioning look, Valens observed Val, and then directed his gaze towards the deserted village, his thoughts consumed by curiosity about the eerie absence of life. Why is there no one present? Then, he questioned why Val mentioned that he had been rescued by people in the first letter that he discovered. Where were those people? And why does Val feel safer here than what Sanitas proposed? With so many questions clouded Valens's mind, his thoughts were burdened with heaviness, causing a throbbing pain in his head. Exhaustion settled in, causing his eyelids to grow heavy as he drifted off to sleep on the horse's back. Valens opened his eyes and investigated his surroundings. The rough texture of stone walls and the bitter touch of stone floor beneath him. The cold floor was concrete, a dull grey surface with nothing more than a bed, a desk and a fireplace in the middle of the room, and a shelf scattered with books. Just a few candles lit the room, and it was pitch black outside. Val entered the room and Valens just stared at Val. Val gauged the puzzled look on Valens' face and asked, "I gather by the way you're looking at me that you have a few questions you want to ask, so ask away." Valens nodded and then asked, Is this your home? I thought we were going somewhere safer. As you did mention, you wanted to go somewhere safer than Sanitas' suggestion." Val stared at Valens with a stunned expression as he responded, "Yes. I don't trust many people, especially in this world." "How do you know what he told you was for your safety and your best interest?" "I learned over time I must trust my opinion over everyone else's. I don't trust Sanitas, so, therefore, we are here. It's one of the few homes I've set up in this world as a safe room. I scattered places like this throughout the world, so I will always have supplies nearby if I need it. I don't need to worry about intruders here." Valens asked, "How do you have so many places? And what stops people from coming here?" Val smirked while looking outside of the door and responded, "It's because these are abandoned towns and that no one wishes to come near. There's a lot of dangers around these parts. I've set loads of traps. Most people know I've claimed these towns, so they wouldn't dare enter." With a pause in the air, as Valens and Val just stared at each other, Val sighed, lowered his head, and returned his gaze to Valens, saying, "Let me explain. I assume you have been asked information about our world, haven't you?" Valens nodded, and Val continued looking around the cold room. "I'm like you. Like us. We are different. We'll always be different in this world. Everyone who knows we're not from this world will always look at us differently. And we really can't trust everyone's attention here. Even if they seem like our best friends or look after us, we are like aliens or something like that to them. So, being in this town alone makes me feel safer because it's just me. I don't have to worry about anyone having suspicions about me, stabbing me in the back because they are scared or wondering about my true intentions. At least here, I'm alone in my own thoughts. I feel safe because of that, so I can completely relax." Val then asks, "Why are people here so curious about us? Ever since I arrived, there have always been people wanting to know more about why I came here and what I know. Why is that?" Val responded, "It's because they're scared. Many people who came here are dangerous and have done terrible things to others in this world. They are afraid what we can do. They've heard stories that we can destroy a planet with a weapon, and that terrifies them. Even though they possess powerful abilities like magic and deadly monsters like dragons that could kill hundreds with one breath, they lack our knowledge that we have on Earth, such as a nuclear gas that can spread worldwide destruction. They are scared that we will use that knowledge against them in this world. That's why they want to know why. They want to understand why we are here and gather as much information as possible in hopes of gaining that knowledge or determining if we are preparing those dangerous weapons ourselves." Vanis looked around the room as an icy cloud formed his breath and then asked Val, "How long have you been here?" Val paused, stared at Vanis somberly, and then gazed at the floor as he spoke. "Well, I don't know how long I've been here. It has been a very long time since I stopped counting. I really don't remember much. My memory of my real home is so vague that I could barely remember what my family used to look like." Val's eyes started to water up as he thought hard. "I always wondered if I had forgotten something really important. Like, did I have a child? Was I a husband to a beautiful wife? And if I was I a good husband? These thoughts have broken me in the past and still do, as I can't remember. And I had no control over getting back home when I wanted. Everything I loved and had was gone while I was trapped in this stupid game as time passed on. That's why I kept writing letters, so I could always look back at them and try to remember what I had forgotten. But those letters did the opposite effect. When I read them, I would see what I wrote, and when I tried to remind myself of those memories, they never came back. It kills me to realize how much I've forgotten and missed. I stopped writing those letters and I left them behind somewhere." Vanna's face mirrored the same somber expression as Val's, looking down with a lowered head. Vanis thought about his parents, wondering if he could ever see them again, fearing the same fate as Val. All he wanted was a few hours to be distracted from his own thoughts, from his mundane life, not to be taken away completely. Vanis then asked, "When's the last time you've been in your hometown?" Val returned his gaze to Vanis, saying, "I don't know. The last time I've been there was quite some time, a few years ago, I believe. I don't go there much. I don't want to be there. I stopped caring about returning home once my parents died. Unfortunately, I had no control. The game chooses when I go to Earth and when I return here. It's pretty cruel. It brought me back when my parents were dead. And it kept bringing me back when the world had changed so much, it actually really scared me. I couldn't adjust to the changes on Earth, like people with their phones, cars, everywhere. How people made money, how they ate and lived, it all felt foreign to me, as it was a completely different time when I was living there before I first entered the game. Going back and forward from the game world to Earth caused me to break down for a short while. It made my eye go hazy. Then I took back control, and I started to learn everything I could about the game world and the new Earth, so I could be scared less and more prepared. Anyway, I will answer more of your questions another time, as I have so much to show and explain before I allow you to travel on your own. So I will leave it there now. I must get something to eat, and I'll be back in a while." With that, Vanis watched Val exit the room, leaving him alone with his thoughts in a cold, dark room. So that's the end of the chapter. I can't really talk much about this story or what the meaning behind this chapter, as it could lead to a lot of spoilers. And I think the next few chapters, or practically maybe most of the story, I probably have to keep quiet and not mention much, otherwise I spoil the story. That said, I'm doing a lot of research now, trying to write to markets, and I've seen a trend that people who love lit RPG really enjoy having mechanics, stats, and looting, and quests. So I'm going to try to add those elements in my stories that fits my art of voice and the story to date. So it won't be overkill where I spend a whole chapter just referring to stats or explaining that. I will add those elements in, so it'll be a more enjoyable experience. But I'll do it the way that fits my art of voice and the story to date. And I think it's a perfect time to start doing it with Val now in the story. That said, I'm now trying to learn how to use a software that will write text as I speak, so I can write faster, and in return, I'll be able to write more chapters quicker and also be able to write more stories a lot faster. So I'm kind of focusing on trying to improve my writing speed so I can write more stories. So in a very short space of time, let's say in a few months, this story will actually be complete. And it might take a long time before the story is actually published to the public. I say in a few months' time, hopefully 2 or 3, I'll be asking people to alpha read this story, which is basically see the complete story and provide feedback on what you like and don't like. But before I do that, I will go through the story myself, add or remove areas I think that needs to be changed. I don't think the story is going to change significantly in the sense of the story, but there's probably elements I can remove and add to make it a more enjoyable experience. If you want to be involved in my alpha read stage and the beta reader stage, which means you'll get the full story and you can provide valuable feedback to me, I would advise to sign up my newsletter, as hopefully in like 2 or 3 months time, I'll be contacting people in my newsletter on multiple occasions, asking them to sign up if they're interested. So if you want to be one of those people, I would highly recommend you sign up my newsletter. And as a little thank you, you can get my free book of The Swords and Forgotten Memories. It'd be an ebook or an audiobook, whichever you prefer. To get on my newsletter, the details are in the description in this podcast. If you do read The Swords and Forgotten Memories, I would really appreciate it if you can give a review. I'm starting to get reviews, which is great, but it's still very small and the story deserves more than it's getting. That's all I have to say, and I hope you do sign up my newsletters so you get all the behind the scenes that I don't really share in this podcast. I hope you enjoy my story of the woods beneath the shadows, and thank you for listening, and I can't wait to publish the next chapter for you in a week's time. Have a good day.